This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan's prime minister said Friday that South Korea's decision to end a military intelligence sharing deal with Tokyo damages mutual trust. Shinzo Abe, speaking a day after Seoul announced its decision, said Tokyo will continue to closely coordinate with the U.S. to ensure regional peace and prosperity as well as Japan's security. In an escalation of its bitter dispute with Japan, South Korea decided Thursday to scrap its military intelligence sharing agreement with Tokyo, opening a new divide in trilateral security cooperation among the U.S., Japan, and South Korea. South Korea's presidential Blue House said Thursday it is not in its national interest to continue the deal. Seoul will inform Tokyo of its decision before the Saturday deadline. A warning from North Korea Friday regarding the stalled nuclear talks with the U.S. VOA's Bill Gallo has details.
Kim says he feels North Korea and the United States will carry out a dialogue soon and that it will go well. North Korea has given the U.S. an end-of-year deadline for the nuclear talks. It wants Washington to provide sanctions relief and security guarantees. The U.S. says it won't relax sanctions until Kim agrees to give up his entire nuclear weapons program. North Korea has conducted 8 missile launches since early May. Trump, who wants to continue the talks, says he has no problem with the launches, noting they cannot reach the United States. Critics say that approach virtually ensures Kim will continue launching short-range missiles, which can reach all of South Korea. North Korea is prohibited from any ballistic missile activity by United Nations Security Council resolutions. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
And again, North Korea warning Friday regarding the stalled nuclear talks with the U.S. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.N. fact-finding mission has concluded that the Myanmar military intended to perpetrate genocide on ethnic Rohingya Muslims when it drove hundreds of thousands of them from the country in 2017. The report released Thursday also said the government has failed to meet its responsibility under the Genocide Convention to investigate and punish acts of genocide. More than 700,000 Rohingya fled Myanmar's northern Rakhine state in August and September 2017 after attacks by Rohingya militants against state security forces led to military reprisals. They continue to seek shelter in a refugee camp in neighboring Bangladesh. The fact-finding mission focused on sexual and gender-based violence, which was widely reported by survivors who reached Bangladesh. U.S. President Trump is scrapping a plan to cut billions in foreign aid, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Mirghani reports from the White House.
Since taking office, the Trump administration's tried each year to slash foreign affairs spending by up to 30%, with lawmakers on both sides rejecting it each time. The president's tried again and now given up on cutting some $4 billion in aid Congress had already approved. A senior administration official says the president was looking to cut what he saw as wasteful spending. Lawmakers disagreed. Sagar Mirghani at the White House.
President Trump and the other G7 leaders are expected to focus on the world economy when he opened their annual summit this weekend. AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
When President Donald Trump and other leaders of the world's most industrialized nations opened their annual G7 summit in France this weekend, they'll be discussing the global economy at President Trump's request. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow.
We think it's high time that we had a good group discussion of the allies regarding how to promote economic growth and prosperity.
Globally, economic growth has slowed. Germany, the biggest economy in Europe, is showing economic weakness, and China, which has the world's second largest economy, is going through a pronounced slowdown. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A United Nations spokesperson said Thursday that the organization is very concerned about the most recent forest fires in the Amazon. Speaking in New York, Stephane Dujarric said that all forests were essential for the health of the entire world.
We're very concerned about these fires, both, I think, for the immediate damage that they're causing, and also because sustaining forests is crucial in our fight against climate change.
Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said on Thursday that the government lacks the resources to fight those fires. And in a speech broadcast on Facebook Live, the president said the government is investigating them. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Voice. News, OFA 1.